You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to have Michael J. Murphy return to the show. Michael is a peaceful, nonviolent, independent journalist and political activist from the Los Angeles area whose work focuses on issues that go beyond the interest of the corporate mainstream media. Michael is best known for his movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? And he's here tonight to share, bring us up to speed on what's going on, his discoveries, and the legal ramifications of the geoengineering programs that are in existence. So let's welcome Michael back to the show now. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Great, Lance. How are you?
I'm good. The last time I spoke with you, you were just kind of on the cutting edge of bringing out the information that many of us have known for over a decade or longer about the fact that there is some kind of weather manipulation and geoengineering which involves particulates in the skies above us. Would you like to share with us what's happened since and what's going on now?
Well, sure, and a whole bunch has happened, actually, and since we released What in the World Are They Spraying? Millions of people have had an opportunity to see the film, and we've really started a worldwide movement. So it's wakening people up to what's really going on into the sky. And I think most of your listeners probably are aware of the chemtrail geoengineering issue. Is that right, Lance?
Yes, yes. But, you know, it's so funny to know and see how many people are still in denial about it, even when you tell them to just look up and see it. And when they see it, if it's not on their mainstream news on their flat screens, they just don't accept it as a reality. So there is an awful lot of resistance and denial to break through, and as you well know.
Well, we've actually had quite a bit of success with the film and the way that we put it together. And as you know, we started the film off at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, which was in a geoengineering conference, where geoengineers spoke about their plans and proposals to spray 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum into our sky. So it gave it a lot of credibility, and the scientists that we had speaking about the toxicity and what's going on with human health and also with ecosystems, and we're seeing a collapse of ecosystems around the world from this toxic mixture of aluminum, barium, and strontium. So, you know, it is difficult, and it was difficult for me to accept this when I first heard about it, but when you look at it and you see that there have been congressional hearings, Bill Gates is now, for the public record, a funder into geoengineering programs. And then when you look at the science behind it, it's just something that is very difficult to deny. So after watching the film, we have, you know, maybe 1% or 2% of people that see the film still don't want to believe it. And it is, you know, it's a tough realization to believe that corporations involving our government could be spraying toxic chemicals into the sky. But when you really look at why they're doing it, it makes sense. So hopefully we'll be able to get into that tonight.
Yes, yes, I look forward to that. So have you actually been able to uncover at least the reasons that are coming up on the surface? Because we know that the government and the military deny it, and they don't acknowledge having planes, although this is a worldwide program. And other countries must be involved with the spraying because it's going on all over the world, and it's visible and it is tangible in the water, in the snow and ice, at Mount Shasta, in Hawaii, in the organic vegetables, and in our bodies.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Test results do not lie, and there are hundreds of tests now of the rain that show contamination of what people call geoengineering footprint, which is of aluminum, barium, and strontium. Of course, those are all very toxic to human health, and as I stated before, ecology. But also, a lot of people have been getting hair follicle tests, urine tests, and blood tests, which show a very heavy contamination of these particles. There was a group in Mojave County, Arizona, and I think, I could be wrong, but I think 30 people in that area got tested. 26 of them showed extremely high levels of barium, and I believe they were, on average, around 1,000 times the level considered to be elevated of barium. So these are very high levels. A number of them tested very high in aluminum, and I'm not sure what their strontium levels were, but, you know, it's a real problem because barium, as you know, is very toxic to human health. It creates a number of issues, compromises our immune system, and creates high blood pressure, which can lead to strokes and heart attacks. It's definitely a concern.
Well, some of the things that are really disturbing to me include the fact that this is done without anyone's approval, and nobody has been asked the general population if they would accept this program, even if it has the highest motivations. And the other thing is that they can put anything in those chemtrails or the geoengineering substances, and nobody is the wiser. So at some level, there have been documented biological entities and things that are not that are diseases and various pathogens and blood and a whole plethora of horrific, potentially horrific elements. Have you seen that happening? Have you been able to verify that and test it in the laboratory?
Well, we have not specifically tested for biologicals. I know Clifford Carnicom has done a real fantastic job at uncovering that, and you're correct. He's found a lot of different biologicals, found links to Morgellons. With our investigation, we're essentially following this from the geoengineering standpoint. As you know, geoengineers who are now, by the way, this is news, admitting that they're doing localized testing. They won't say what the particulate is or what the areas that they're testing in are. So they are now coming out admitting that it's going on a very, very small scale. However, we know through tests and what we see in the sky, this is a worldwide program. It's without a doubt in full-scale deployment because we don't have the blue skies that we had just a couple of years ago.
Exactly. I mean, that's pretty obvious, and the sunsets have disappeared, and rarely do we ever have the kind of blue skies with natural cumulus of puffy white clouds that are a natural process of the Earth's biosphere.
That's absolutely correct, and one of the reasons, what I wanted to also bring up, NOAA just did a study where they found very high levels of atmospheric particulates up in the stratosphere. It's very interesting because they failed to source the particulate or test it, but it is in studies that that we do have an incredible increase of particulate. So it's interesting. They're not, again, saying where this is from, but we know exactly where it's from. It's from chemtrail geoengineering programs.
Something interesting that I ran across not terribly long ago was from another site. Somebody had been bragging, and this is of course conjecture and rumor, but one of the pilots had been bragging that he was flying one of these planes and was making just an enormous amount of money, and was kind of throwing it around. This is the story in the bar. And he talked about doing that and the secret program and he kind of felt like 007 doing these, you know, secret programs that nobody knew about. Have we been able to identify where these planes are coming from, and have we been able to see what they look like and or talk with somebody who actually is involved with that project?
Well, there are a number of photographs of various planes spraying, and it's believed that Evergreen Air is very involved. They used to be a CIA front company. They still are a CIA company. But they used to be Air America. But it's not a real simple question. There are many different governments and corporations involved with these programs, so they're flying out of many different airports. And again, there's a lot of involvement. These are worldwide programs. So I'm hoping to investigate that further in perhaps another film down the road. But right now I'm focusing on the weather control aspect of this.
Well, when you mention weather control, it's pretty much, at least as far as the people that probably are listening to this show are concerned, is a fact that the major major governments and countries and corporations have sophisticated technology for weather wars, and that they are creating weather that is not necessarily what we would what the Earth would naturally create. So some of the earthquakes and tsunamis and the rest of it are said to be created by these various devices. Is there a connection between those devices that are said to be there already and the chemtrails?
Well, I certainly believe so. And a lot of is surfacing in regards to weather control. Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, came out a couple months ago, and he stated that Western countries were using weather technology to create droughts in his country. And, of course, we see dramatic weather changes, not only here in America, but across the globe. So what it is, I just got back from Orlando, and I attended the American Association for Aerosol Research conference for 2 days. And I learned a whole lot about aerosols and how they affect clouds and precipitation. And just as I suspected, aerosols do affect clouds and precipitation. As that particulate can interact with water droplets and create rain in certain areas or droughts in certain areas. So it was very interesting. We do know that, again, that aerosols do affect weather, and we do know there's an increase in aerosols. But aluminum, which, again, is being found in thousands of times the normal amounts in our atmosphere, is also a very effective conductor when it's put into our atmosphere. And it's believed that the HARP system emits a frequency and interacts with this aluminum. I think it's important to note, geoengineers have boasted about their ability to heat up over 400 square miles of our atmosphere. Why would they want to do that? Well, if you look at what that would do, if you heat up parts of our atmosphere, you can create high-pressure systems and low-pressure systems and steer storms. Other particulate will interact with clouds and produce more rain or less rain, depending on what's put into those clouds. So it's not rocket science. It's pretty basic science. But there's no question that's going on, and I want to source something that we covered in What in the World Are They Spraying? It was a military document called Owning the Weather by 2025.
Oh, yeah.
And that's certainly in interest of our military. And, you know, the first time I heard about weather control, I really asked, you know, why would somebody want to control the weather, until I began to understand. There are many military, as you stated, objectives that can be met with weather control, and as Iran's president had stated, it's a very effective weapon because you don't have to use expensive and costly and time-consuming propaganda to get a public behind these efforts. You can just blame it on God. But
right.
Why weather control? Let's look at what it does. If you control weather, you can not only control the food supply of the world, but you can also control political situations in other countries, and it's very effective in producing the one world government, which we know is a stated agenda of the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and many other of these people that call themselves the elite. I call them the criminal elite.
That's right.
But it, without a doubt, is very effective in achieving their goals.
Very true. Very true. Unfortunately, those results are not beneficial to human life, and they are not harmonic with the Earth's natural frequencies. So there seems to be a divergence of opinion about what needs to happen here on this planet in order to control it, and those of us who see that that is not an option if we want to continue to thrive, if we actually want to thrive, period, and break through the chains that are now binding us and live freely, not tied down to monetary systems and not slaves to corporations and not controlled by invisible boogeymen who think that they have the right to play God with all of us little people. So movies like yours are so important to get out there, because you have meticulously laid the groundwork for allowing people to see the truth in a very step-by-step practical way. You go all the way into the political system, and it's a very gentle process. I loved your movie, to be honest with you, and I look forward to the ones that you're going to be doing, because this is such an important piece of information for everybody to begin to wake up to.
Yes, it absolutely is, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. These programs consolidate power into the hands of a few, and geoengineer David Keith said a little less than a year ago that geoengineering gives man godlike power. So you spoke about freedom, and I love the America that was created, which we have no more, mm-hmm. Which was a free country. And, you know, when we went out to film in Hawaii, it was incredible, because 5 days we stayed on an organic farm. And it was real interesting, because when I got there, Lance, the next day I woke up and I was really hungry. And I asked the folks on the farm, I said, you know where I could get some food? And they started laughing, and they said, look around. And I said, what do you mean? They said, it's all around you. Just pick your breakfast off of a tree. And it really blew my mind, because what I had learned, the people that live on that farm, they live freely and independent. They're not dependent on corporations for food at all. They're dependent on nature. The concern after being there, and I really admire their lifestyle. It was just a very free lifestyle. But we do know that soils around the world are being contaminated, and I actually interviewed many organic farmers in Hawaii, many of them seeing up to a 50% decline in their ability to grow certain natural organic crops. That video can be found on my website, truthmediaproductions.us. But what the concern is there, again, the soils are being toxified. We know the aluminum is there. A public official tested 30 rain tests, all showing the contamination of aluminum, barium, strontium, which is called by many the geoengineering footprint. But if they are now or in the future going to be dependent on this new aluminum-resistant GMO seed, the concern is, what is their lifestyle going to be like? And to get those seeds, which we know many of them are Terminator seeds, what will they have to do?
Mm.
Will they have to give up rights? Will they have to take classes? And Lance, that truly is the end of freedom.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
This is their end game.
Yes. Yes, you really brought up one of the most important connections in this, which I hadn't remembered until you mentioned it again, was that one of the big companies is developing the seeds that are Terminator seeds. They do not reproduce, and so the farmers are forced to register with Monsanto and other companies. They're not the only ones that are doing this in unison, and they're genetically modified crops have been developed to be resistant to aluminum. And that was something I just found out recently. And how could they know? And this is the question that one has to ask oneself. How would they know to develop plants, organic, living, breathing, spirit-filled plants that have life? How would they know to make them resistant to something that was being sprayed that we're not even supposed to know about? So that's an interesting question. Did you make inroads into that process and finding out more about that?
Well, we know that it's a patent, and it's owned by the USDA and the Brazilian government, and it was issued in 2008. So we're not sure if it's out on the market yet, but without a doubt, there is a design, and somebody had just the remarkable foresight to see that this might be an issue in the future. So, you know, some of these companies say, they say, you know, we're here to provide an abundance of food to the world, but we know what they're here to do is to control the food of the world, and it gives these corporations godlike power. And what they're doing, they're changing and corporatizing natural systems. So we see what they want is every living plant to be under this corporate umbrella, and they want all of our resources, our land, our water, and now our weather. What they're doing, Lance, is corporatizing our weather. And it's deeply concerning. They're changing natural systems so that they can have godlike power. They're usurping the authority of creation and the authority of nature so that one day in the near future, and people are already worshiping this governmental corporate conglomerate that works together. I call it the beast.
Right.
You can call it whatever you want, but
that works
it is
for
an
me.
Unnatural system. But corporations don't gain money and power off of many people who live that free lifestyle in Hawaii, and they definitely want it to change. And that without a doubt, is their goal, and that is their end game. So it's real important for those of us who are aware of this not only to wake up, but to get active and get the word out. This is our planet. We all have a right to breathe fresh air. We all have a right to eat natural organic foods, and that right is being violated right now. And God, we have seen unquantifiable health effects and unquantifiable effects on our ecosystems as we see both collapsing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I would guess that, and I don't have to guess, it's all been documented, that these substances do take their toll on the body because they cannot be eliminated, especially when there's fluoride and other things in the water and the food and in the air, as you mentioned, and the body can't eliminate those things. So a person who wants to be aware of these things and eliminate the fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland and all the other glands that need to function in order for us to perceive things accurately, you almost have to go through an enormous detoxification process and to get these things out of your body, because our bodies, even in their infinite wisdom, are not able to naturally pull those things out of the system. It has to do with the polarity of the charge. So there are a lot of people studying this at the healing levels and working with that there to balance and restore the charge within the body so that those things can be flushed out using simple substances like distilled water and so on. But have you seen people's health deteriorate? I mean, you've talked to so many people. The ones in Hawaii, for instance, they're on your film. Some of them are on your film. And it's such a beautiful, but it's a sad story. And it's like the death of something that is really should never be tampered with. What did they find that has been happening to their bodies and their food and their land?
Well, as we stated before, the ability to grow natural organic foods has dramatically declined. That has been illustrated. And then crops that require an acidic soil to grow are starting to die as well, because aluminum, barium, and strontium will change the pH of the soil from acidic to alkaline. So we're seeing pretty advanced destruction of forests as we see them collapsing around the world, and then our food supply. But from the health aspect, we spoke about the people up in Mojave County. Many of them had very, very high levels of barium. But even on the organic farm, when we filmed, there was a three-year-old who never had a vaccine but grew up on that organic farm. Her aluminum levels were way off the chart. So there's no doubt that it's in our air. And when we breathe these particles in, they're submicron, two-tenths of a micron. And naturally, as you know, our bodies have defense mechanisms. They go right past it. And you had mentioned fluoride. Typically, we have a blood-brain barrier. These particles go right past it, and fluoride acts as a transporter of aluminum. So together, it goes right into our brain. And as you know, we interviewed a physician who specializes in aluminum toxicity, and she was deeply concerned about geoengineers' plans, stating that aluminum is accumulative. So what it will do, it gets into the body and it locks down natural systems. It's very toxic to neurological systems. We've seen, God, an incredible increase in aluminum-related illnesses. One of them is Alzheimer's, which in Riverside County has seen over a 260% increase in, I believe, just a very short, like a 10-year period. So it's skyrocketing. Other aluminum-related illnesses are skyrocketing as well. Respiratory mortality went from number 8 on the list of mortality down to number 3 in the past 6 years. So we've seen a huge jump with that. Of course, barium lowers our immune system, so we will see a bunch of other illnesses come in, a bunch of cancers and many other things when our immune system is depleted. So it's, again, the health effects are just unquantifiable in terms of what we're seeing, and it's just very, very sad. Now, I think it's important to note on heavy spray days, we had a pretty heavy spray day here in L.A., and I think up north, you guys were getting hit pretty hard yesterday and the day before as well.
Yes,
but a lot of people just initially complain of headaches, nausea, irritability, burning eyes. But then, I've spoken to some emergency room physicians that say their emergency rooms are packed during heavy spray days. And again, barium increases our blood pressure, so they see an increase in strokes and heart attacks. So it's deeply concerning to us, and we often wonder how people can actually be involved with this. There are definitely two tiers of people. There are the people who benefit from this godlike power. Again, I call them the criminal elite. But then there are also people who are flying airplanes, loading up the planes, designing these systems. And, my guess is that they really are unaware of how much damage they're doing. And that was one of the reasons for producing the film, really to reach out to them and let them know what's going on, how the agents and other people who are protecting these programs, how they can't realize that it's harming them and then also their loved ones.
That's right.
And I think it's real important that we let them know what you're doing is protecting programs that are hurting you and your family. So I really want to make an appeal out to that group of people and let them know we're on your side. We're doing this to help you. So question who you work for. Question what you're doing. It's, the old saying, well, I'm just doing my job. I always say, have you ever questioned if your job is right or wrong? And what that tells me is people are willing to do some really horrific things for money, because that's what it comes down to. And I'm telling you, these programs are so destructive. I really hope and pray that these people start questioning and then make the difficult choice of leaving their job and coming over to our side to fight this tyranny, to fight these crimes, because we really need them. We really do.
Yes, I can't agree with you more on that, Michael. And I think anybody that has a conscience left to be active will see the truth of what you're saying and will be able to hear it. And once you hear it, you can't shut it off. So those people who are participating in these programs that are basically destroying the human life form and the interactive biology of the planet and the humans and all life on the planet, need to realize that they are participating in a form of genocide. And whether they just have an insignificant job, it does not matter. Somebody has to say, I am the person who is going to say, no, I will not do this, no matter how much money it might have paid me. I will forfeit that and live with my conscience and support those people, my family, my children, my grandchildren, and the future of all of us in not continuing these destructive programs.
That's correct.
One of the things, the questions that cropped up while we were talking was something that will hit everybody right where they need to understand this, and that's in the pocketbook. Who is paying for these billion-trillion-dollar programs? Because it has to cost that much to be flying these planes and coordinating this effort. What pockets are those coming out of?
Well, I don't think many of the listeners want to hear this, and I don't want to hear it either, but we are paying for it. And hence, those of us who are participating, paying taxes, and supporting this corporate system, we are paying for the destruction.
Well, that's kind of kind of a twisted irony in that we're paying for our own genocide. You know, here, take the money and then kill us. Do whatever you want to with us. You know, we're giving you our power. Well, don't you think it's time for us to take our power back, even if we're not involved directly with this kind of thing? Stop working for the corporations if they're not consciously working for the benefit of humankind. And there are a lot of good ones out there that are working behind the scenes to do that. But we know that there are still bastions of the old guard that think that they are just going to win this battle just out of sheer brute force. And those members of the patriarchy are doomed to failure. That's just the way it is. So how do you drive home the fact that the foreclosures, that the high prices we're paying, it's all tied together with these poisonous toxins that we're ingesting?
Well, it absolutely is. And again, if you look at who benefits from these programs, and you know, it's interesting because what I uncovered in my latest article, why in the world are they spraying? And I wrote about the aerosol research conference. But, you know, really who benefits from weather control? It's a select few people who want this godlike power. So it is tied into the banking system without a doubt. But I think I was talking about something that I had uncovered while researching the article that I was unaware of. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange trades weather derivatives.
Oh, well, I guess
if you can believe that.
I shouldn't be surprised, but that is even one that I hadn't heard yet. So there's a new one for you, folks. New derivatives being traded. Max Kaiser would be delighted to bring that one out on his website.
Absolutely. So that can be seen. Go to truthmediaproductions.us. I'm not sure if it's up yet. If it's not there, just Google why in the world are they spraying. I have links to different articles that source it. And then there's also disaster, I believe, derivatives. So there are groups and corporations that can benefit by predicting weather in certain regions. And there are groups that definitely benefit from weather disasters. So is there a stake in this? It looks like there's a pretty solid connection there.
It really does. That does make a lot of sense. I mean, you know, when you follow the trail of money and they're no longer breadcrumbs, it's more like a bakery being dropped on every block. When you follow that trail, it just all leads back to the same place. And it's pretty petty and it's pretty sad to see grown people acting like foolish little children and taking their little red wagon, and they're not going to share anything. Well, it's just basic selfishness and insecurity and fear. So those of us who are trying to grow up on this planet and learn our lessons, you know, are going to have to stand up and be counted on the side that you mentioned is the side of life and organics, and will not participate in those things that are destroying it.
Well, absolutely, and you know what's amazing, Lance? There is some good that comes out of these programs, and through this crisis that we're in, and we're definitely in a crisis, many of us are being awakened and enlightened to spiritual things, and then also to growth. And just researching this and focusing every day for the past 2 years on this issue, I've learned a tremendous amount, and I can apply that wisdom that I've learned to many different things. So it's while these programs are hurting people, they're killing people, they're also, you know, a step in awakening in this enlightenment that's coming up. So no doubt that those of us who are trying to grow will benefit to some degree in terms of wisdom. It's sometimes a very difficult road to go down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not supportive of chemtrail geoengineering programs in any way when I state that. But again, you know, it's up to those of us to learn, to grow, and then really stand up and fight for our planet. It's our planet. It's our Earth. The Earth is our baby. Mm-hmm. And it is incumbent upon us to stand up for what we love, and that's our planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You mentioned a couple of words that I like to hear and focus on occasionally, and that is the global awakening and the enlightenment of individuals and are coming together in kind of a collective consciousness, which some of my guests say has to do with the Mayan calendar and the end of ages and so on and so forth. There's no question, it seems, that we are moving into an accelerated time, and many people are experiencing global acceleration systems. So, you know, not only do we have the chemtrails, we got gas to deal with, too, on a higher level. But that aside, hopefully nobody hears our gas. I mean, I'm gassing up now, so, you know, you tell me, but I can be a windbag once in a while. But I do see progress in terms of, like the Tesla car and other electrical cars are actually beginning to come out in spite of the fact that free energy and the rest of it has been suppressed for, you know, 60 to 100 years. You mention awakening and enlightenment. What do you see happening as on the spiritual levels? What's happening in terms of our growing beyond this human need for lower experiences?
Well, I think a whole lot. And, you know, for the spirit to come to pass, I believe that it has to be spoken. So that's why I really stress the importance of talking about this and enlightening people. And sometimes those seeds take a month to several years to grow and develop. But through talking about this and not looking at it really in a fearful way, but looking at it in a very effective way, I always encourage people to look at this with a heart of love and with an activist heart, we can grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. We can see this oppressive system that's developing and usurping the authority of Creator. And then, you know, we know and learn how to address this and how to take a stand. So we gain so much wisdom through this. But again, I've heard many times the chemtrail issue is a gateway issue. And once people learn about this and become awake and aware that there is a system out there based on corporate greed and governmental greed that is very oppressive and is doing some terrible things, and they're doing it so that they can have this godlike power. And when we address that, and once you learn about this issue, as you know, you can't walk outside on a heavy spray day and ignore it. So it's something that people are awakening. God, millions of people have awoken to this issue since we released What in the World Are They Spraying? And it's really incredible in that capacity, because then they begin to question other things and start learning and growing. And truth is a very high frequency, and the frequency of truth will raise our vibration and allow us to grow in many other spiritual ways. So it's just, you know, it's a very in the capacity of learning, it's a very, very good issue. Unfortunately, it comes with a lot of consequences in this realm, but many good things are happening.
Yes, I would agree with you on that one, too. And I haven't been following the news lately, but it would appear that the Wall Street movement is kind of the, it seems to be coalescing, as far as I can tell. It's bringing people together, and from there, perhaps, all of these other issues that that so many people are aware of underneath the radar can break through. And once everybody's on the same page, I don't think there'll be any question about what has to happen. The details might need to be worked out, but the actual reality that needs to occur has to be some kind of coming together and putting aside our differences and our false morality and our illusionary differences in politics, which, you know, are designed to divide us, and realize that these are all things that have been created to keep us separate and confused and in chaos. So we are in chaos, that's just the fact. And once we accept the fact that we are in chaos, then it's not so bad because nobody else is creating it, it's just the state that is. So from there, we can move from confusion to clarity and share our experiences with one another, and knowing that each person's experience has validity and is true, if for no other person than for them. But it's amazing how when you see another person's truth, you see your own as well. And once we realize that what we do to ourselves and to another person is being done to everyone, you can't shoot somebody else because there is no other person there. You are that person. You're literally killing your own self. It's a metaphor. So once people grasp the spiritual element behind this, the metaphysical truth of it, then it becomes ludicrous to be having wars and fighting over resources that are in abundance. So that's my two cents. Now, you can put in a few more pennies. How's that?
I'll throw in a couple of pennies. That's a tough act to follow, Lance. But it is bringing people together. And just during my journey, I've met so many wonderful people through this crisis, and many people who I can guarantee you I'll be friends for life. And it is bringing like-minded spiritual people together who are looking at different ways of life. Again, there's no question that we have a crisis on our hands, but through that, we see people that have love in their hearts and people who want to grow coming together, and we're building a very powerful force, not only to combat the chemtrail geoengineering issue, but to address many other issues. And in Hawaii, I've been doing a lot of activism there, specifically on Maui. And we have critical mass now on this issue. There's definitely a consciousness in that community there. So we have, with public support, we have started the Clean Sky Ordinance, which is an ordinance that will ban geoengineering programs on and around the county of Maui. So public support is there, and we also have a sponsor, a political sponsor for this bill. So, again, it's in the process of being written. But what we're hoping to do once this passes is bring it to the other islands and then bring it to the state level and use this as a model that can be used all around the U.S. and then all around the world. So we see it coming together. People are starting to address this. We've started a worldwide movement, and we're going to win this one.
Yes, I agree with you on that one, too. And it's largely because of people like you that are willing to get on the front lines and not necessarily do battle, but to empower other people to see the truth. It's that simple. And once you see the truth, it's like the red pill and the blue pill. Once you take that pill, you can't not see. And once you see the truth, then it's simple. You just do whatever is indicated next. I know a lot of people may be wondering, well, that are, especially those that are just discovering about this, that are wondering what they can do. And I would like to know what you recommend for people, if you feel that educating oneself is important, or if you offer some kind of tools for empowerment in the communities in which people are experiencing this.
Well, we absolutely do, and there's many different things that can be done. And as you know, a movement starts with awareness. And while millions of people have become awakened to this, there's still a large majority of the population who's totally unaware of geoengineers' plans and the fact that we are being sprayed. So I really encourage people to purchase a DVD that helps me address this 7 days a week. But we've lifted the copyright on the film, so anybody who purchases a copy, we encourage them to duplicate and hand out for free as a result. We have people all around the world who are duplicating. I'm actually duplicating right now. I go and hit the streets and hand out free DVDs. So that's the first step of it. You can go to whatintheworldaretheyspraying.info or truthmediaproductions.us. And again, we need to reciprocate and help each other out. But I do encourage everybody to make copies and hand this out for free. The film is also available on YouTube, so check that out, and please pass it on to your family and friends so that they become aware of this issue. But there are many other things that can be done. Like in Hawaii, we're addressing this politically, and that's very important, but it's not the end-all and say-all of that. There are many different things that can be done. Also, our bodies are, as we talked about earlier, being toxified with aluminum, barium, strontium, and many other substances that they're spraying out there. So it's real important to use chelation to remove these toxins from your body. I use chlorella, bentonite, and zeolite, and those remove heavy metals out of the body. And it's real important because of these toxins and how damaging they are. But, you know, we could go on for 3 days to talk about the things. And I really encourage people to look within their own hearts. And, you know, when we're little children, we're always taught to look to somebody else for instruction on what to do. And while sometimes I think it's important to plant seeds, I think the real power comes when we look in our own heart and see what our skills are and see what our abilities are and then move upon that. And I really believe that that is the point of power that we have within ourselves.
Well, that's beautifully and brilliantly said. I couldn't agree with you more on that one either. You know, rather than following somebody's predetermined path telling us what we should and shouldn't do, what I'm hearing you say is that we follow our own heart and intuition and inner guidance, and we will automatically know what to do based upon what we're experiencing directly from our own inner sources. One of the things that I wanted to say before the show gets too much into the end of the hour was to thank G. Edward Griffin for his tireless efforts at bringing the truth to all of us. He has had a hand in this film, I believe, and he does so much. I remember a decade or so ago first hearing of and reading The Creature from Jekyll Island, which was about the Federal Reserve. Nobody else has brought that information, as far as I know, of as clearly and as tirelessly as he has. And I subscribe to his Reality Zone Unfiltered News, which has some very pointed, honest articles that you don't read in the newspaper or hear on the news. So I just wanted to kind of get a plug in for Mr. Griffin, who he is such a bright light in the world for all of us, as are you. Do you have a personal relationship with Mr. Griffin?
I do, and he's been a good friend and also a mentor. We've also started the Coalition Against Geoengineering together.
Oh, good.
So that's
good.
A coalition that addresses this issue. He actually started it, but he's the chairman, and I'm not much for titles, but I'm the president of the coalition. So we're working, as you said, tirelessly to bring these truths out to people and really develop a strong force who can fight for our right to breathe clean air,
yeah.
Fight for our right to eat organic foods, and live in an environment that's not 100% corporately controlled.
Yes, again, beautifully said. And the both of you and those who are directly and indirectly involved with this movement are have my heartfelt thanks for hanging in there. I first found out about this about 15 years ago when somebody pointed it out to me, the chemtrails in the skies, and it took me another 10 years before I began to actually see them. So it is a process, and for those of you out there who are still saying that, you know, this is a bunch of, you know, fluff, well, it's not. It's chaff. And it really is there, but take your time in finding out more about it. Don't believe us. Go do your own research and investigate, Google these various subjects and find out for yourself and start thinking for yourself, because that really is the key to our freedom, going within and thinking for yourself. And thankfully, Michael, we have people like you to help us and empower us to create kind of a ladder so that we can, or a bridge, so that we can begin to use that bridge to think more clearly. Before we go, apparently this hour has flown by pretty quickly. It's hard to believe. I think I've managed to blather on for much of it, but that's okay. Before we go, would you like to share your sites where people can find your work? And where will you be in the near future? Are you going to be doing any public screenings, or will you be at public gatherings that you would like to talk about?
Well, I've been attending Occupy LA, and we actually have a huge banner that says Chemtrails Geoengineering equals Crimes Against Humanity. So it's getting exposure to thousands of people, and a lot of people who work in the city building have been coming up and asking questions. So it's really fantastic. So then I'll be going to Chicago and participating in some of the events there at Occupy Chicago and working
good.
With those groups. So I'm duplicating DVDs right now so we can hand them out for free, get them into the hands of people. You know, it's real important to let people know that don't believe this. Well, if for the stated record, geoengineers are planning on doing this. There have been a number of congressional hearings on this issue, so it's not theory at all. These are facts that we're talking about.
That's right.
If you care about your future and the future of the planet, you better become aware of this, because we need you on board with us. And please look into that. You can check out some of my other interviews and some articles that I've written on truthmediaproductions.us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, again, we encourage everybody who purchases a DVD to make copies and hand out for free. That can be found on whatintheworldaretheyspraying.info. And it also helps support our work so that we can address this 7 days a week. I work totally off of DVD sales and donations. So it's sometimes gets pretty tight, but I would not give it up for anything. You know, this is definitely a labor of love and a calling, and, you know, it's based on love for humanity and love for our planet, and those are definitely both in jeopardy.
Well, Michael, I can't support you enough in what you're doing. I purchased my copy from Amazon Books. I don't get any payments from Amazon for saying that, but that's where I got it. And I'm going to share it with as many people as I can. And I just want to thank you for bringing this out for all of us.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for covering this. I have the utmost respect for you and the work that you're doing, and I'm really glad. It was just an honor to speak about the spiritual aspect of this, and that's really what it comes down to. This is really a spiritual issue.
Well, thank you, Michael, and we can find out more in the next show with James Gilliland. So let's say good night, and thank everybody for listening, and thank you, Michael, so much.